This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1653. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all, shortwave. On this edition, recorded January 23rd, Abkhazia, Angola, Argentina, Biafra, Bolivia, Brazil, Canada, China, Cuba, Ecuador, Equatorial Guinea, Europe, India, Indonesia, Korea North, Kuwait, Netherlands, Oklahoma, Pakistan, Peru, Russia, Somalia, Sudan, Tibet, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. A station rarely reported from the Western Hemisphere is Radio Abkhazia in the breakaway part of Georgia on 9535. Todor Vedianu says it was heard January 21st with a strong signal in Romania between 07 and 08 UT, mostly music. At 0800, they began a news bulletin in Russian, but it was abruptly cut off after a few seconds, and the transmitter went off at 0801. As I recall, according to other reports, this is the only hour during the day when that transmitter is on the air. Radio Nacional Angola is another tough one to hear, even in Brazil across the Atlantic, in a fellow Portuguese-speaking country on 4950. Brazilian DXers have been hearing it sometimes lately, and now we also have a report from Dave Volko in Pennsylvania. It was actually on 4949.75. They were ending news and a nice ID at 2205 UT. Some pop music in Portuguese. They mentioned Nacional Angola again at 2211 and a tropical song. There was a long talk feature at 2215 to 2240. This was January 21st. He says, I'm surprised to find this at about 100% modulation. For once, the best heard in years. Here's another Argentine lower sideband feeder frequency, which was active a few years ago, but I haven't seen any reports of it lately until now. 15820. Reported first as an NID by Cassio Santos in Brazil on the Radio Escuras group. He says he heard it in the morning, but no definite time. Arnaldo Slein explains that it is the Argentine Army, one of their feeders relaying broadcast stations to the South Atlantic and Argentine Antarctica. Anyhow, keep an ear next to WWCR for sideband on 15820. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria reports that Radio Biafra London has canceled its broadcasts after January 17th. It had been Thursdays and Saturdays only at 19 to 20 UT in Igbo and English via Vertachtel on 11830. We believe that unlike 6155, Radio Fides in Bolivia was inactive on 9625. But now a report has arrived after a delay of more than 2 months that it was heard on 9625 back on November 11th at 1537 UT, covering a cycling event, according to Joviniano Furtado Neto in Rondônia. So I assume it was probably just on the air for that special occasion, and maybe even so only on the air in the local daytimes. But watch out for Radio Fides possibly coming back on 9625. Dave Valgo, Pennsylvania, reports 55 hertz above 3375, Radio Municipal in Brazil, January 22nd with lively pop music, and a full ID at 0936, but beware of interference from some two-way traffic in Spanish on the upper sideband. Following up last week's report about an extremely malfunctioning transmitter at Brasilia on 11780, which is putting out wideband noise across the entire 25-meter band and beyond, I'm glad to say that after three nights of that, it was either off the air or on one night, January 17th into 18th, it was instead making a relatively narrow band but extremely distorted blob around 11665 or 11670. After that, everything was back to normal on 11780, and we hope it stays that way. In ABDX, Phil Refuse in Prince Edward Island reported hearing a mystery on 564 kilohertz in the daytime, something in French. This was around 1500 past 1535 UT. He soon found the answer, as there was a matching spur, another 24 kilohertz below 540. So it was originating from CBGA1 in New Carlisle, Quebec. That might be a good tip for hearing this station. The spurs on 564 or 516 kilohertz if you can't hear it on 540. We haven't heard much Firedrake, All Music Chinese Communist Jamming lately, which earlier, or I should say later last year, were coming in well just about every morning between 12 and 18 megahertz, at least, on far out-of-band frequencies. Wolfgang Büschel in Germany says there has been very bad propagation from Asia into Europe. However, he was using remote receivers in Asia and Australia to confirm that Firedrake is still running per January 19th between 07 and 08 UT on many of the familiar out-of-band frequencies, between 13430 and 18250. Furthermore, he heard the target of most of this Firedrake, Sound of Hope, with talk programming only, and I guess that means there was no jamming on a number of its frequencies during that same hour. In fact, he found it on 28 different frequencies between 10960 and 19970 kilohertz, all detailed, of course, in the new DX Listening Digest number 13-04 via worldofradio.org. Every day there are transmission errors of one sort or another from the extremely slipshod Radio Havana Cuba, which I gleefully log and of course include all of those in DX Listening Digest. One of the more interesting and significant ones was on Sunday, January 20th, when at 2130 UT, instead of carrying Portuguese on 11880, they put on Esperanto, which is supposed to be 1 hour later at 2230 on 15370, as it was indeed played back again at that time. Other days of the week, that frequency and time are in French, although their own website indicates French is on every day. More reports of the recently reactivated Ecuadorian CRI, Centro Radiofónico de Imbabura, variously monitored 60, 70, or 80 hertz above 3380. In shortwave bulletin, Thomas Nilsson in Sweden says on December 30th they had a fair signal, tentative reception, and December 28th they signed off at 0102. Then on January 12th they seemed to sign off early, as they were not there when he checked at midnight 55. In Pennsylvania, Dave Valko reports it in the mornings. January 9th, it was already on at 10.06 UT with nonstop Ecuadorian music and ID at 10.16. He also heard it as late as 1100 when it was about to fade out. On January 17th, they were playing El Condor Pasa at 10.20 UT and a canned ID. And on January 22nd, there was an open carrier at 09.27 and 32. And finally, they were talking when he rechecked at 11.09. I haven't heard it lately, and there have not been many other reports either, and it may not be on the air every day, but here's one log of Radio Africa Equatorial Guinea 15190 from Harold Froge in Michigan, January 17th. Heard from 1841 plus to 1902 UT with a non-screaming huckster in English. Watch out for the heterodyne from Brazil on the high side. Mike Barraclough found this on the Laser 558 tribute site on Facebook, January 13th. Blow the dust off those old shortwave radios. What in the world do they mean by that? The original Laser 558 tribute site will be on shortwave, broadcasting to Europe and beyond, from 19 to midnight UT on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays, every week soon. More news later on our website, www.laser558.eu. January 23rd, Joe's Jacob reported to the DX India Group The All India Radio National Channel of 9470 is now okay. It was on its exact frequency with proper modulation as of January 22nd, after many months when they were drifting on various nearby frequencies with distortion. He had brought this to the attention of concerned officials in person during a visit to All India Radio headquarters in New Delhi. He says now look out for changes to AIR Le 4660, which has been parked there for several months instead of its original frequency, 4760. I'm wondering if the 9470 transmitter was really the source of what I call the wandering banshee blob. I logged numerous times below that frequency, sometimes even below 9400. Dave Vanko, Pennsylvania, reports on RRI Vamena, Indonesia. 80 hertz below 4870 with an awesome signal. January 9th at 1304 with a ballad music and a short announcement and more music, including rock song. He says it would have been a beautiful signal if not for the pulsing utility interference. Wolfgang Büschel in Germany was using a remote receiver in Australia January 17th at 1016 when he found RRI Vamena 87 hertz below 4870 and just a threshold signal, also with annoying utility interference. After missing its usual weekly broadcasts in English on Fridays, Seabreeze Shokaze from Japan to North Korea was back in English on January 18th during the 1330 hour on 5985. It's heavily accented, and if reception is poor, you may not be sure it's English at first. However, as the end of another month approaches, I expect they'll be making another of their periodic frequency changes to another channel on the 49-meter band. Reception of Radio Kuwait's English broadcast should be improving gradually now that we're a month past the darkest night of the year, as they've insisted on staying on 15540 all winter at 18 to 21 UT, meaning much of the time the signal is not even propagating beyond the first reflection point to the west, where it's still dark. However, Harold Froge in Michigan was hearing it January 17th around 1830 during their English newscast. And it's also reported as close to me as Tulsa by Jim Ronda. That was on January 6th at 1940 with a talk in English about international relations. However, when I checked at the beginning of the broadcast, 1800 UT, January 18th, absolutely nothing to be heard on 15540. Radio Kuwait does put in quite a good signal until sign-off around 1500 UT on 21540 for their Arabic service, and during the last part at least, there's no co-channel from Spain. On the Kondish list via Hugo CE3 BBC, this news headline, Special Activation, Radio Nederland on HF. Don't get your hopes up. It's about an amateur radio operation using the former Radio Nederland antenna park at Zeewolde, also known as Flevo, 3 days, January 25th, 26th, and 27th. They'll be making shortwave QSOs with extremely high-gain antennas, according to their QRZ.com page. Towers up to 400 feet high, 8 stacked dipoles and a curtain, 7-degree takeoff angle, 22 dB gain. But they don't mention any frequencies or even bands they'll be using. And they'll have a rather unusual call sign, which is in their QRZ.com page, which is www.qrz.com/db, as in database, slant, and the rest of them are all in caps. And I'll give them phonetically, Papa Hotel 00 Zulu Whiskey Alpha Tango. Oh, the time span for this is starting at 20 UT on Friday and ending at 13 UT on Sunday. You're listening to World of Radio number 1653. Our thanks this time for financial support from Joe Smith in New Hampshire, who sent a contribution to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. One may also contribute via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO@yahoo.com. Some Oklahoma news, which I hope will be of interest elsewhere. Since January 18th, we have a new radio station here in Enid. It was quite a surprise on 530 kilohertz. It's a TIS or HAR, which I had to search out by driving around and finding the direction, since there are no IDs given. Nothing but a looping series of public service announcements from the Ad Council. It's coming from Vance Air Force Base on the south side of Enid. But listening to it, you'd never know there's any military connection at all. And as I say, so far at least, no IDs. It may be on the air on a contingency basis. It's strong enough here, a few miles away, but I can still hear Cuba if I null it out at night. Last week I mentioned that KEOR 1120 in Tulsa had gone off the air. It was off for about a week, but as of January 21st, Bruce Winkleman reports, it's back. Again, running nothing but Mexican music over and over. Never any announcements or IDs, but we know what it is. And furthermore, at the distance of Enid, the signal is weaker than it used to be, even less of a challenge to KMOX. As of January 23rd, Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria provides the complete schedule of Radio Pakistan, which he says is currently on the air again via two 250 kilowatt transmitters, always in parallel, and always in Urdu, except as specified. Midnight 45 to 0215 on 11570 and 15490. 05 to 07 on 15735 and 17830. 0830 to 1105 on 15725 and 17700. 12 to 13 in Chinese on 11570 and 15700. 1330 to 1530 on 11645 and 15425. And 17 to 19 on 9560 and 11570. Besides the Urdu, there are brief English news bulletins at the following times: 5 minutes at 0905 and 1100, and 10 minutes at 1700. We have several great tips concerning Peru. Ralph Perry in Illinois reports on Radio Tarma, 50 hertz below 4775, which he says is easy to take for granted, as their signals just crush all competitors on 60 meters nearly every morning. Noted January 21st at 0955, abruptly switching on the carrier. At 9:58, nice piano string and flute theme, opening announcements with ID, giving details of all their frequencies, and then their terrific morning program, Música Folclórica Nacional, with time checks, greetings, and introducing the next music. He says it holds up every morning past 11 UT, one of the last Peruvians to fade out. This family station is able to achieve a level of technical superiority that it does. Hats off to the number one shortwave signal out of Peru, today's reigning champ, says Ralph Perry. Reactivated on 4810 is Radio Logos. Bob Wilkner in South Florida reports January 23rd at 1010 to 1020 UT, returning after about 4 weeks of silence. It was weaker than when last heard, best in lower sideband or narrow AM. Also heard a bit earlier the same day at 0932 by Jim Young in Oregon, reporting to the NASA group. You have to use lower sideband to avoid the utility interference. Ralph Perry in Illinois also heard it January 23rd on exactly 4810, a booming signal as late as 11:05. Next up is Radio Voz Cristiana in Chilca, Huancayo, Junin, Peru, reported by Pedro F. Aronadegui in another of his monthly Chasqui DX logs, 4984.10, January 6th at 1100 until 1150, with an excellent signal. Religious music. However, the signal was excellent only until 11:33 UT. He kept listening till 11:50, but it had already signed off that early. Also reported by Ralph Perry in Illinois, January 12th on 4984.14, with what he calls the usual crazed preacher in Spanish at 10:56. Ralph Perry in Illinois also reports on exactly 5120 Radio Ondas del Sur Oriente in Quijabamba, Peru, a regular for the past week, but the sign-on time is irregular, any time between 10:45 and 1100. Usually holds up till fade out around 11:10. One day, January 16th, the carrier was on by 10:40 with programming abruptly from 10:47. The music is heard better than the announcements, but he did get an ID at sign-on and time checks in the UT-5 zone. Also heard on January 17th, 22nd, and 23rd, signing on around 10:47 to 10:49. He says, beware of a Spanish-speaking utility. Also hear some mornings at the same time, two male voices, but the utility sounds much crisper and the voices have more treble, sounding quite different from the shortwave broadcaster. But the biggest news about Peru comes again from Pedro F. Arunatigui in Lima, a new station, on exactly 5980. He calls his reports Chasqui DX with a QU, but the station happens to be called Radio Chasqui, spelled C-H-A-S-K-I. It's in Cusco, heard January 16th at 12:34 to 13:40, with bilingual music in Quechua and Spanish, religious themes and IDs. They mentioned a phone number, and he called them and found out that their schedule, as they're only testing so far, is 10 to 15 and 22 to 03 UT. And he included a clip of their announcement which mentioned the shortwave frequency only, 5980, although they are related to a network in Lima on 700. Their transmitter site is in the valley of Urubamba. In the mayor tip sheet, Kenneth Vidozicki in Michigan says the Voice of Russia has eliminated shortwave to North America, no longer in English to Europe except in DRM. They've dropped English to Africa down to 1 hour per day, and are to South America in English 7 hours per day on one frequency at a time. See their full schedule at english.ruvr.ru/engradio. This is not the Radio Moscow of old, that is for sure. Why not drop them a line and suggest they really should not delete shortwave to North America? If we don't tell them we're listening, how will they know they are missed? A message will get to them at world@ruvr.ru. Send them that email today, lest you forget, says Ken. I say, you couldn't do better than write them that letter. Wolfgang Büschel in Germany heard SIBC Haniara Solomon Islands with a rather strong 25/9 signal, but it was fluttery, and to do so he had to use a remote receiver in Australia. Around 10:25 UT, January 17th, a press conference about a criminal investigation. Over there, no problem of interference from Cuba on 5025. In DX Remix News Bulgaria, here's the schedule of Voice of the Somali People, also known as Radio Damal, at 04 to 07 on 15700 via UAE, 1830 to 1930 on 11615 via Wolferton, UK, and 1930 to 2130 back to the UAE on 11955. As of January 16th, Dave Valko in Pennsylvania remarked that he had not heard Radio Hargeisa in Somaliland in a while. However, several dates since then, it has been reported by Luca Bottafiore in Italy at 1817 UT on 7120, and just about every day by Koji Hashimoto in Japan. He's heard them signing off at 1401, on at 1459, and off again at 1859 to 1901 UT. John Wilkins in Colorado has also been hearing Radio Hargeisa via Long Path 7120, signing on at 1500, lasting past 1525, January 19th. The carrier came on at 1456, the usual sequence of their anthem, opening announcement, and Quran for starters. I'm getting quite a good signal on 15535 from 15 past 16 UT. It's the Sudanese clandestine service, the first half hour, Radio Tamazush, and then Radio Dibanga for the rest of the time, originating in the Netherlands but transmitted via Vatican. Surely not aimed toward us, yet Vatican is capable of putting out quite good signals in the wrong directions. The same goes for their other relay at 15 UT on 15320 of Radio Veritas Asia. Via Bob Wilkner, Dan Sheedy on Moonlight Beach, California, reports the Voice of Tibet via Madagascar, 15485, January 8th, 9th, 10th, and 11th, heard between 1525 and 1558 UT. There are quick announcements in Tibetan and music, and at one point he says, crowd noises and those big honking Tibetan horns in the background. There are occasional English words tossed in, like job ability training. And the Firedrake jammer was barely audible most days, but peaking around 1540 for some reason. Via Hans-Jörg Biener, a press release January 16th from the Broadcasting Board of Governors, says that Kevin Close will be the acting president and CEO of Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty, KLOSE. He has considerable experience, having been the leader of RFERL before and also chief of National Public Radio. Stirring up a lot of attention has been a Department of State Inspector General report on what it calls the dysfunctional Broadcasting Board of Governors. Without naming him, this report blames one particular member of the board, Victor Ash, for most of the problems. However, observers feel that he's the only BBG member who's actually doing his job. As he himself pointed out, he's the only one who's attended every meeting, and he's the only one looking out for the actual workers at Voice of America and other government stations. There's been a lot of press about this. You can read about it or read links to it in DX Listening Digest. AFGE Local 1812 calls the IG report a hatchet job. See also KimAndrewElliott.com. The mighty 1090 KAAY in Little Rock, Arkansas is off the air. As of January 21st, it had been off for a couple of days due to water seepage from a bad roof affecting the transmitter. This is from a blog about KAAY, which is mighty1090kaay.blogspot.com. You might want to check for further information about it. But the people posting seem to think it may never come back, as the latest owners have let it fall into disrepair. Thanks to Blaine Thompson for passing that on to ABDX. Thomas Nyberg sees on RadioTVDeals.com that WBCQ-FM 94.7 in Maine is for sale, asking $1 megadollar, and he wonders if they're selling it to keep the shortwave on the air. The propagation outlook from Prague, geomagnetic field will be active to disturbed February 15th, quiet to active on February 9th, 10th, 13th, and 14th, quiet to unsettled January 24th to 26th, February 4th, 7th, 8th, and 16th, otherwise quiet to mostly quiet. And that's World of Radio number 1653. Glenn Hauser here, hoping you found the program informative, and will make a point of tuning in again next week.